Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, without a doubt, Jeff, let me tell you something. You ever heard of 0-2? That's what they hear in Alabama. You know, I got a call today from the Tennessee Tourism Board. They're printing T-shirts with the Tennessee State logo on it. It says 0-2. 0-2. 0-2. Alabama. What do you think about that, big boy?
Tennessee is, they can brag. It's been a long time. I feel like the last time they could brag was when Peyton Manning was in town, and he's now a retired Hall of Fame-bound legend.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it, and I want to give you a shout-out to Tilly, the number one bartender in the state of Tennessee. He bleeds orange, brother, and he's at Orange Hat Brewing. And boy, do they have some good brews there on Cherry Street in K-Town. So when we're up in Knoxville again, Jeff, we'll head down and see Tilly.
You've given him enough shout-outs. I feel like he might have to give us a drink.
Well, hell, he needs to start paying me. It's what he needs to do.
Listen, we're going to get into the MLB, the NFL, NASCAR, college football, and the NBA today. Eddie, I am in Los Angeles, California, where
absolutely
the Los Angeles Dodgers, I'm setting up for the World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers are taking on the New York Yankees, the battle of what used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Bronx New York Yankees. But now I've got to fly across the entire country to do this. Why they had to move out of Brooklyn, I have no idea. But spent the day in Chavez Ravine
today.
The
number one. Not only are you one of the top audio guys on the planet, but you're doing New York Yankees against the L.A. Dodgers. Everybody wanted to see this kind of show.
A beautiful stadium. I mean, I love the older stadiums. I don't need these brand new state-of-the-art got like places for people to disappear and hang out in instead of watching the baseball game. If you can't watch a 3.5-hour baseball game, then stay home. There are enough people to fill up a stadium that want to watch a baseball game. But we'll get into more of that after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
radio.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I hear something coming from New York. It says, oh, dark 30. Is that true?
Oh, Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style, Eddie.
Oh, absolutely. And when you talk about that, you know, you're in Dodger land now in L.A. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the greatest Dodgers of all time just died. Fernando Valenzuela, as they say, you know. He was a badass pitcher, brother. He really was.
It's funny because we were discussing this earlier, and I'm 49 years old. So in 1981, when Fernando Mania was happening in Los Angeles, I was 6 years old. He won this NL Cy Young Award as a rookie of the year. And I remember it vividly. So this obviously was a huge thing in baseball in the early 80s, because I was like, it had to be after 1981 that he came on the scene. I can't believe I was 6 years old, because I vividly remember.
Hey, let me tell you, Jeff, Fernando is the only, and it shocked me, he's the only Mexican-born pitcher to ever throw a no-hitter.
Really?
In Major League Baseball. Absolutely. And I was shocked by that.
You know, it is interesting because Mexico has a very, I wonder if it's because they have their own baseball down in Mexico that we don't get to see a lot of their stars. I feel like they would be like anywhere else. And if you were really, really good, you would end up playing in Major League Baseball. But there's not a huge Mexican contingency for a place that has baseball in its heritage at this point. You would think there would be more, mm-hmm. but 63 years old, too young, right before the Dodgers are getting ready to take on the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
And I'm really disappointed, and I'm going to say this again. You didn't do it for Pete Rose, and you didn't do it for Nando. What the hell are you doing at the Hall of Fame? How come this guy is not in the Hall of Fame? He's one of the greatest pitchers ever.
Well,
now you're going to put him in when it don't make it. I mean, his ass is dead. He don't care.
Here's the thing about Fernando Valenzuela, and I will say that this is why it's called the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Statistics and Analytics. Fernando Valenzuela was famous. He belongs in the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Statistics and Analytics. I know he wasn't a jaw-dropping 20-year, put up a ton of strikeouts.
Yeah, but he put did up a ton more of numbers. In a few years than most people ever do.
I know, and really, that's when they have to look at it as, and it's the same thing with Pete Rose. It's not the Hall of I never did anything wrong in my life. It's the Hall of Fame. And we're talking about two of the most famous baseball players
of an era.
And these two guys, hopefully you're right, they do get into the Hall of Fame. And it's sad that both of those guys won't live to see themselves do it. It's sad that Fernando won't be here to see his Los Angeles Dodgers face the New York Yankees. I personally feel like he was going to unfortunately have to see them lose to the New York Yankees. Although you talk about a series that is definitely not going to be finished in four games.
Dodgers got some great pitching. I mean, and the hitting. I mean, they're both, you know, nose to nose. It just depends on who is hot and who's cold when they drop the green flag, as they say. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line in the playoffs. Either you're hot or you're cold. And if you're cold, you're going to be gone quick in four games.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the Dodgers pitching because I know Flaherty's starting game one, and maybe that's because their series ended later. But I feel like the Dodgers and the Yankees have two studs at the top of their pitching rotation.
Oh, without a doubt.
And then there's a serious drop-off to the bottom. I read earlier that Nestor Cortez is probably going to be on the Yankees roster, so they won't have a bullpen game, which could be big for them to win this World Series, but it is going to be fun. You want to talk about two juggernauts going against each other, the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Well, you know, that's what baseball wanted, and that's what baseball got.
Yeah.
You got the East Coast versus the West Coast, and I've always been a Yankee guy.
Yes.
You know, I've never been a Dodger person. I love the New York Yankees. I've always been, from Steinbrenner to even Cashin's bringing in and the Steinbrenner deal.
Yeah.
He's really a great general manager. He really is. And Yankees, I'm going to tell you, the Yankees are going to beat the Dodgers.
It's their 41st World Series appearance. They have 27 titles. They have the most titles of any franchise in sports. I'm going to say that. I know it's in the United States and Canada. There might be some soccer team way off over.
Yeah, who gives a damn about soccer, right? We're talking about baseball. Yeah. America's game.
Because the Montreal Canadiens had the title until the Yankees took that over. They could get over Montreal by two and have a comfortable lead if they win this World Series. The Dodgers are appearing in their 22nd Fall Classic. They've got seven titles. Wow, that's, you know, the Dodgers, I feel like, have underperformed in their history.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you look from, they won a bunch of titles in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then when they got to Los Angeles, they were so-so. But then again, when you look at film, like we study stuff, you look at a Sandy Koufax, a Don Drysdale, and people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they had two pitchers right there to shut you right down. That'd be two games right there. You're 2-0.
That has to be a couple of there. They won at least one title with those two guys. And then I know they won the Hershiser title. So five, I'm assuming, were in Brooklyn. But the you're right. And Koufax, he was pitching when Jackie Robinson was playing for the Dodgers too, right?
I don't know. I think he was after Robinson.
Huh.
Yeah, I think he was after. Koufax was in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought
he's
they
at the same stadium that you're doing audio for.
Yeah,
you know?
Chavez Ravine. It's funny, yeah. Eddie, walking around. You can tell that's one of the storied. I hope they don't ever knock these things down. Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium.
You know the one that makes me sick. It's got a lot of history. Is the Chicago White Sox, and they're tearing the old stadium down for what?
Really, because they're the redheaded stepchild. No offense to any redheaded stepchildren out there, but they're the redheaded stepchild of Chicago. I mean, they're the history. Wrigley and Comiskey are not even in the same, sorry for the cliche, ballpark. If they were talking about tearing down Wrigley,
Al Capone would have lived longer. He'd have put the White Sox back on the map. Believe me.
Yeah, well, Al Capone didn't live longer. The White Sox.
Yeah, because he'd have killed the whole front office.
The last time that the White Sox were relevant, I think there was a pitcher from the UCF Knights that pitched for them. It's a sad state of affairs in the south side of Chicago. I always get that backward. That's right.
You know who was their first baseman was the Big Hurt.
Yeah. Well, he didn't Big Hurt them into any World Series wins.
Yeah, but he sure went in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, but they've not... they've been to a World Series. I can remember one in my lifetime. I think outside of that, that's it. They're definitely, if they were tearing down Wrigley, people would be breaking down the doors and it would be a big time problem. But Comiskey, until you said it, wasn't aware, don't care. They can knock it down.
Well, you know, anybody would say right now, you know, if Illinois needed an enema, they'd stick it in Chicago.
And if they were going to put it in the right spot, it would probably be right where Comiskey Park is. Maybe that's what they're opening it up for.
On the south side, believe me.
Maybe they're digging it out to put an enema in there. Listen, the fact of the matter is, I feel like if the White Sox left Chicago, people would whine about it for like a year or two, but then they'd get over it.
They wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Believe me.
LA had the best record in the National League. New York had the best record in the American League. Los Angeles had the best record, obviously, of any team that's left, because here I am in Los Angeles, City 1 for the World Series, headed to the Bronx on Sunday. So excited about that too. I mean, I get to go to Chavez Ravine and Yankee Stadium for the World Series. Forget about it, Eddie. What a time.
Better than that, man.
Aaron Judge.
I mean, you're living right, Jeff. I'm just telling you, you're living right.
I know. I did something right in my life. Yankee star Aaron Judge is expected to win the AL MVP. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani likely to win the NL MVP. It's an incredible thing, both of these guys facing off. But I'm going to tell you right now, I believe the MVP of this World Series will be a guy that the Yankees took a flyer on, made a trade for, brought him in a contract year, likely not going to keep him after this contract is up, and that's Juan Soto. This is a guy...
Well, if it weren't for Juan Soto, their happy asses wouldn't be in the World Series. Put it that way. You'd have that rubber company out of Cleveland playing the Dodgers.
The Guardians of Cleveland. Well,
what a disrespect. You know something? They were cursed from Bob Feller on down. The changing their names from Indians to the Guardians. Believe me, Bob Feller. And you know Bob Feller?
I mean, for years, he was always
personally pushing.
Personally, I know Bob Feller, and I don't have anything nice to say, so I won't say anything at all.
No, he's an a-hole.
Just like my mom brought me up. So anyway, I count it. I'm saying Juan Soto MVP. He will come up in at least one clutch moment and have a clutch hit. That's what he's all about in the clutch. That guy comes through. Exciting World Series. We were talking about it earlier today. We all think it's going to go 7 games. It's going to be a slugfest, a lot of offense.
It's only going to go 5.
Do you think 5?
Yeah, if that. It may only go 4.
All right, Eddie. Well, we'll have to see. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, without a doubt. And the Ducks are number one.
Well, I'll tell you what's number one, Eddie. And this isn't done by some committee that puts in votes to say who's number one. This is absolutely, positively the number one, regardless of what anybody says. It's just done. And that's odark30.com. I've been walking around LA for the last couple of days wearing my odark30 boots. And these liberals out here in California just don't seem to get it. They look at me and they say, there's something off about that guy. He doesn't fit in with us. And I'm like, you're right, because I'm wearing odark30 badass American boots. You guys don't understand what's going on in here with California. You need to get yourself some odark30. And once you put it on, you'll understand why I wear odark30, because it's the most comfortable boots. It's the coolest shirts. It's tactical gear. You got to go check it out, odark30.com.
Well, you're just telling that all these people in California, you're going from a sissy ass to a grown ass man.
If you put on odark30.
Odark30 on.
Yes, I feel like odark30 could change the culture of this entire West Coast, and I'm in for it.
They need it.
Oregon is number one. I'm not a believer so much in Oregon. Listen, all of the top teams did what they were supposed to do, except for one. There was a season of upsets that we've had so far this year, Eddie, and only one upset in college football that mattered over the weekend, and that was...
Well, it just goes to show you, without a doubt, that Georgia brought their A game, and they're a better team than Texas.
Yeah.
And that Texas never played anybody. They played a so-so Michigan and a so-so other team. Every team they played is so-so. When they got to a main event, they choked at home. And I can't believe that.
I don't consider top five SEC teams beating other top five SEC teams an upset. When you're talking about Georgia and Texas, I feel like that was just two great teams going up against each other. Why Georgia's not number one?
Georgia put an ass whipping on them.
Yeah, I don't know why Georgia's not number one. It's ridiculous. Oregon, I don't care if they've got no losses. I don't care if they've beaten everybody in the Big Ten or the Pac-12 or wherever they are now. They don't deserve to be above any of these SEC teams. Ohio State could make an argument. Okay, I wouldn't like the argument, but they could make an argument. Penn State, not deserving of the number one spot, but Georgia at this point deserves that number one spot.
Yes.
And by the way, Tennessee, number 11, beating number 4, Alabama. that the SEC now, if you're talking about, this is what they always talk about, strength of schedule, strength of schedule, strength of schedule. Well, that's actually playing out now. The strength of schedule is a thing. The top five right now should be Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Tennessee. It should be all SEC teams, the SEC.
Yeah, the only one I wouldn't agree with you is Alabama.
Because they've got two losses.
I think that they need to be like 11, and Tennessee needs to replace them. And but it's, I mean, how in the hell you're not making Georgia number one?
I don't know. Because they have one loss.
Toughest schedule in the business, and they went into Austin, Texas, and handed a can of whip ass on the Texas Longhorns, my team, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it was up to me, Georgia would be number one. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It doesn't matter, though, now, Eddie, because these teams are going to face each other, all of them. All of the top 12 teams are going to get an opportunity to play in a playoff, and so all of this doesn't matter. If Oregon can face a Georgia or a Texas or a Tennessee and beat them, I will say that I was wrong. I don't plan on having to say I was wrong, but I will do so. The ACC...
Jeff, I don't believe that Alabama's going to make the championship round. I just don't believe they are. I think they're going to lose another game.
Absolutely. The fact of the matter is that even with two losses, it's going to be difficult for anybody to put them in over a... First of all, a team that's undefeated, which I think there will be a couple of them that are undefeated at the end of the season. Not SEC teams, but there will be undefeated teams. And even one loss.
I mean, that's where, let me tell you something about Alabama. We're talking about Alabama. They messed up when they didn't hire Dan Lanning out of Oregon. He's the guy that would fit best at Alabama. Is they got DeBoer, and yeah, he's won, but can you win? You have to have your hands on people in a tough way when you're in the SEC. You got to. You can't just let them wah 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 that West Coast. I'm in la la land, and then I'll show up for the game. That didn't work in the SEC.
That's what Cale DeBoer has learned now. Is
he got that, his ass whipped, didn't he?
That, well, yes, but also the Arkansas loss. They were looking past Arkansas. They weren't paying attention, and they lost a game they shouldn't have lost. And that's where he has to learn as a coach that it's not coaching against the top five teams that's going to hurt you. It's coaching it's against the team that your players are so confident that they're going to go out there and beat that they, you know, take a little off in practice.
You
know something?
You can say what you want about Saban. All of Saban's teams were prepared.
Yeah, that would have never happened under Nick Saban. The ACC is not much of a conference this year, but there is one team in the ACC that's making noise, and that's the University of Miami. As I've said before on the show and will continue to say, if there's an NIL, there's going to be a good team down south in Miami. The Heisman Trophy.
It's a shame that they're in the ACC. Miami, the U, should have been in the SEC. That's how good they are. I mean, you know, Miami's known for being one of the best schools ever. Even though when they were losing, they had great players.
The reality of it is, though, I think when they made their decision to switch from independent to a conference, Florida State was the big rival. So it made sense for them to go into the ACC, face Florida State every year. Florida, even when Miami was down, didn't want to schedule Miami because Miami's always had a team that could beat you. They just seemed to beat people. So anyway, now they're beating people. They've got the Heisman Trophy leader, Cam Ward, the kid that skipped Florida State to go down to Miami.
Smart move.
Quinn Ewers out of Texas, Heisman Trophy candidate, even though he's lost his job.
Yeah, I don't believe he's – no. I think the boy out of Boise State is my guy.
Yeah, you think he, well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the hard thing about Boise State.
Well, Aston Jannetty, absolutely. That's the guy I think that, I mean, he's friggin' unbelievable.
I don't know how you watch their games, Eddie. Do you only watch the away games? That blue field is unwatchable.
I just listen to the audio. Yeah. I'm not into the Tidy Bowl field. You know that? Let me tell you a story.
All right.
For all you listeners, you're going to love this. A few years ago, they were getting so much seagull crap on the field, that blue Tidy Bowl field. They had to put squawk boxes up around the stadium all over the place where they would run the seagulls off. It was like hawks and eagles and squawking at them, right? Scared them seagulls away where they wouldn't crap on the field. That's because they thought they would be flying over, and they thought it was a lake, you know. So they would dump it all over that damn place.
They have stuck to their guns on that blue field, and man, it is
butt ugly.
I've never seen a game in person there. I assume in person it's not that bad, but on television it's absolutely horrific. They got to get rid of it. The only other argument that I feel like has a good argument is Dylan Gabriel. I feel like he's got to be a COVID sixth year senior at this point. He was the starter at UCF. He left UCF and went to Oklahoma. Now he's in Oregon and he's playing very well for Oregon, and he has a shot at winning the Heisman depending on how Oregon's season goes. And I couldn't argue against that. If he ends up winning it, I'm sure that there will be complaints.
Well, he's good.
He's very good. He's always been very good. UCF was brought him in, and he was the guy that was going to finally bring them into the promised land. And unfortunately, the coach bailed on him. He followed the coach, and the rest is history. UCF is still the biggest little school in the nation in Orlando, Florida. But Dylan Gabriel's playing well. Quinn Ewers, obviously, when you got a Manning behind you, you're going to lose some playing time, and that's going to hurt him. But Cam Ward,
well, the one that Deion Sanders is pushing prime time, and he's a buddy of mine, and it's fine, is Travis Hunter. He plays both ways.
Yeah,
but Travis has been hurt, and so once you get hurt, you can't be in the running anymore. That's just the way it is.
Well, I feel like Deion is going to do a good job of marketing his players for these kinds of things, but you got to...
Yeah, he's the best.
I feel like if you're going to win Heisman trophies, you have to not be out of the championship talk after the first couple of weeks, and Colorado is not working out this season. So I feel bad for Travis Hunter, but Deion will put things together somewhere.
Hey, I'm going to make a prediction right now since you're talking about prime time.
All right.
Prime time are going to be the next coach.
I don't believe
of Florida
you.
State.
I don't believe it's going to happen. We'll have to see on that.
I believe it's going to happen. I really do, because they've lost all their luck. I mean, look at Florida State. They're a joke.
Yeah,
been a joke ever since I've been living. Anyway,
I don't think they want the sideshow of Deion. But hey, listen, we got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
October is ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going. So I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yeah, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea.
And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, Jeff? I want to ask you this. Of all the NFL head coaches, we got some guys on the hot seat right now. Like your boy, Doug Peterson, and with the Jaguars. Hey. You know, and Dennis Allen. I mean, come on.
Doug Peterson has got to go because he sucks. But you know what doesn't suck, Eddie? Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, Doug Peterson, buy some. You'll be a winner.
You should, Doug Peterson, because something has got to change in Jacksonville. And my assumption at this point is it's got to be the head coach. It was a curious thing that Doug Peterson got run out of Philadelphia, but it's starting to look like they knew what they were doing when they ran him out. Dennis Allen with the Saints, it's hard to make an argument against Dennis Allen right now because they put so much stock in Derek Carr coming to New Orleans and making a change there.
Got the wrong coach. Got the wrong coach for Derek Carr.
Well, you don't coach injuries, Eddie, and Derek Carr got hurt early. And they didn't have somebody to back him up. And that's been a problem in New Orleans for a long time. The GM, I think, is more to blame than the head coach because you cannot bank on one quarterback. It's the same thing that's happening in Miami right now. They put so much stock in Tua that they didn't have a good backup to back him up. And the guy that was close enough, they brought him in, and he got hurt too. And then, I mean, I think I'm scheduled to start for the Miami Dolphins this upcoming week.
Yeah, they should have gone to the Carolina Panthers and got Andy Dalton.
Yeah,
because he's steady, and if he had a real team behind him, he still got it.
Yeah.
He's the only – I mean, he was a starting quarterback for, what, 9 years or 5 years with Cincinnati Bengals and had him next to the Super Bowl. I mean, this guy's really good. He's no joke.
I wonder, does Ryan Tannehill have an OnlyFans that's going crazy or something? Why isn't he ringing these coaches'
Ryan
phones
Tannehill
up?
is a joke.
He's got to be better than who the Saints are rolling out at this point.
And that's why the Saints need to make a trade, get an Andy Dalton, who's been to a bunch of playoffs, can run an offense. You know, he's plug and go. Whether he goes with the Saints or he went, well, forget the Dolphins because you got Tua coming back.
Yeah, Tua is practicing this week.
Yeah, he's going to play this Sunday, believe me.
I don't know. I think I'm still slated at this point, but he may be coming back.
No, he'll be back Sunday.
All right.
And when you look at Mike McCarthy,
well,
this team is a joke. I mean, when you look at it, it's somebody wearing a plaid hat with a star on it. I mean, you look like an idiot, number one. Who in the world that woke crap with the NFL wearing flag? I mean, that damn hat looked like Roddy Piper's skirt.
Well, his name is Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, but you know something? He plays like a McCarthy, and he coaches like a McCarthy. And yeah. McCarthy is a bum and a drunk. So
on Mouthing Off, Mike McCarthy has been a dead man walking since Bill Belichick was let go by the Patriots. Eddie Mansfield has been on the Bill Belichick to the Cowboys train since that moment. And granted,
hey,
he's
let me tell you, I'm gonna throw you a curveball, Jeff.
All right.
You know where he may go?
Where?
It's Jacksonville. He's got a great quarterback. They just need they need to tune it up a little bit, and he could be the GM in Jacksonville and do what he needs to do.
I wonder,
build a team.
He would have a franchise quarterback there, which is something that he definitely needs to have to succeed. But I feel
Absolutely.
Like he probably wants to be in Florida and not South Georgia, so he probably going to skip Jacksonville until Miami or Tampa becomes available.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No. Although right now, Miami, Mike McDaniel is taking some flack because of the fact that he clearly wasn't prepared for a Tua-less team, and Tua Tagovailoa has too much of a history. That was a mouthful, Eddie. I feel like she sells seashells down by the seashore there. But
you know what you're talking? You're talking about Tua.
Yeah.
Let me tell you another place that Belichick could go, and where? They need him bad.
Alabama?
To replace Brian the ball. With the Giants.
That would be a team that I could see a Bill Belichick enjoying. The lights are there. It's the New York Giants. It's a franchise.
And he's marrying a hot chick. I mean, come on. He's perfect for New York.
Could he get over the fact that the Giants are 2-0 against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, though?
Yeah, money changes everything.
It does change a lot of things. So Zach Taylor is on this list of coaches that are on the hot seat.
Yeah, he's got to go. I mean, you got all the weapons in the world with Cincinnati Bengals.
It doesn't make sense.
And they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, they just absolutely suck.
They
need a new OC. They need a new head coach, you know?
Right now on this list, I don't know if they're in numerical order of how bad that they should be on the hot seat, but Doug Peterson being number one is definitely correct. But I feel like Zach Taylor should be number two, and I hate to say it, so he carries my surname, but not be able to
Serrani?
Win.
I mean, what about Nick with the Eagles?
Well, I told you, I've been telling you since the beginning of this NFL season that the Eagles window was closed. Jalen Hurts has figured out they're not going to be able to dominate people like they used to, and that's just what's happening. I nailed it.
Well, Kevin, I got a buddy, Kevin, in Nashville who runs a big-time brewery. I hope you just heard what Jeff told you. The Eagles are finished with this jabroni coach you got.
And I think it's deeper than that, Eddie. I think it's just the culture there. It was fun while they did it, but Jalen Hurts clearly isn't the guy. He's been figured out, and he has had a great run as the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback. It was fun to watch people push him through the line to get that extra yard, but people have figured it out now, and it's not working as much as it used to, and he just doesn't seem to be the same guy. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know what the deal is, but I knew that the Eagles, the writing was on the wall, that their window was closing, and it seems to be that it may have been slammed shut on Nick Sirianni and the Eagles this year.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Jeff, whose window is not closing.
Who?
KC Chiefs. Who did they just pick up in a trade?
I mean, this is a problem
for me. DeAndre Hopkins, a pro.
Yeah.
A three-time pro. I mean, he's like, God.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Three-time Pro Bowl receiver, and you wonder why the Titans can't win a game, because you get rid of all your great players.
Well, they got rid
of him to Derrick Henry to everybody.
they you're right, and they replaced Devonta Smith, who they sent to the Philadelphia Eagles, with they thought they drafted a guy that was going to replace him. And then it turns out that guy didn't replace him. So they replace him with DeAndre Hopkins, who I'm pretty sure is at the tail end of his career. And sure,
let me tell you, he's fixing to win a Super Bowl ring. And so he said, please trade me to Kansas City. I'll go tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody when their right mind wants to play for Kansas City. The something in the water in Kansas City right now, everybody should want to play with Patrick Mahomes. I don't bemoan anybody for deciding to go play for the Kansas City Chief. DeAndre Hopkins has been in the league a long time. He's not a young stud anymore, but he's going to be better than what they have right now because the loss of Rashee Rice was big for them. They needed a plan because he still has his case in Texas that could mean that he's suspended for an entire year depending on how that car accident stuff pans out. But we're going to have to see what happens.
I can tell you what's not an accident. Is a Detroit Lion.
They are definitely a phenomenal team in Detroit. It's fun to see the team that has been sort of the laughing stock of the NFL.
My favorite coach, Dan Campbell. I love that guy as a head coach.
Oh, yeah.
He's perfect for Detroit. He
brings so much about that team. So they're from the trading of the quarterbacks to drafting Amon St. Ra, who is phenomenal. I don't think I said his name right. Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's got an awesome name that I can never say right. That team, there's just something about it that you like.
Well, it's better to say it than try to spell it.
Yes. He's got an awesome name. His dad named his sons after all, I want to say Egyptian, or just like great things from the history. And Amon-Ra is an awesome name.
That must have been good weed his daddy's smoking.
Maybe. I think his dad might have been some form of athlete too. Hey, we're running out of time on this show, Eddie, so we got to jump into the NBA season. Started off last night. The Celtics, who everybody thinks are going to repeat, jumped in and destroyed the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm sorry. Well, the New York Knicks.
Also,
the new
look. You were the there when they won the championship, Jeff. You were there when they won. They dropped the banner,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. And it's funny. I had a Freudian slip there because Carl Anthony Towns now plays for the New York Knicks, the new look New York Knicks. And they'll figure that out in New York. They've got an awesome team with Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart. Now they've added in Carl Anthony Towns. They're going to be a good team. Mikal Bridges. They've got a phenomenal team in New York, but Boston went in there and embarrassed them in the first night. Bron and Bronny, first ever father-son duo to play in an NBA game, although Bronny came off the bench and didn't get very many minutes. It was interesting to see a lot of controversy.
0 points. I mean, that's all to make LeBron happy. That's all that was, because this guy, Bronny, doesn't deserve to be on an NBA roster.
No.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if Michael Jordan would have still been in his heyday, Jeffrey Jordan would have played on whatever team he was on. And I feel like that's what's happening with Bronny.
You talk about Michael Jordan?
Yes, I do.
I'll never forget what Bobby Knight, one of the greatest basketball coaches ever, said about Michael Jordan. This guy was going to be drafting, right?
Yep.
And he said, well, I need a center. And Bobby Knight says, you better draft Michael Jordan. We'll worry about it later.
Yeah.
And he didn't. But Michael Jordan was history. I mean, look at what he did with the Bulls. I mean, he is dynamite, man.
Yeah, he went third in that draft, which is insane. Hakeem Olajuwon was drafted number one overall. There's an argument to be made. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, I need a center. Well, Bobby Knight told you draft Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
so I mean, it's like
a third of the championships won for Hakeem Olajuwon, but was it Sam Bowie who was drafted in between them?
I think Bowie went first to Portland.
I think so. I think Hakeem went first. Bowie went second. Michael went third. Regardless,
he was a bust.
You can argue about Olajuwon, although one third of the championships of Jordan. You can't argue Bowie to save your life. If you try, I don't even want to hear you speak ever again in my life. We're running out of time here, Eddie. we've gone long on all of our segments. We wanted to talk NASCAR. They're headed to Homestead, Miami Speedway, and then to Martinsville. Playoffs are hot. Christopher Bell and Joey Logano are the guys that are looking like they could win the Cup. The WWE, they're Crown Jewels returns.
Getting ready to go to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewels.
Yep. We don't have time, though, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world, and you hear the music. We ran out of time in the last segment, but who's it going to be, Eddie?
Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, I can't believe you're just saying this stuff. It's just crap about, I can't afford Derrick Henry. Well, you could have. He lives in Dallas. It could have been $8 million. You got that. That's pocket change for you, Jerry. But his, just to tell you the truth, he sounds like he doesn't know football, saying the stuff he's doing.
Jerry Jones you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Well, I just wonder if Jerry Jones, if time hasn't passed him by. He's owned the Cowboys, I think, my entire life, and he's had some great time, but it seemed like, just like Belichick and Brady, it seemed like Jones and Johnson was the magic, and once Johnson was gone,
that's when he got rid of Jimmy Johnson. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah,
he's never been the same.
No, that's why I think your Belichick to Jacksonville call would be a really smart move for Bill Belichick, because if he could be the GM and the coach, he would have a franchise quarterback. That's the sauce.
He can build his own program.
Yeah, that's the sauce he needs. He can build a defense. That's what he's known for. Ironically, best quarterback of all time played for a guy who was known for building defenses, and those defenses mattered in all of those Tom Brady years. Bill Belichick could go down to Jacksonville.
Go to as well. Well, you know who's a 10% owner of the Raiders?
Tom Brady.
He could get Belichick to come in as a GM and the head coach, and the resurgence of the Raiders in Vegas.
Well, I mean,
nobody ever thinks of that.
No, it's interesting you say that. The Tom Brady, Bill Belichick reunion, Tom Brady as a part owner, minority owner, and Bill Belichick as his employee. How would that go over? That would be an interesting scenario.
Eddie. Bill Belichick's kind of like me in that way. If the check cashed, okay, we're fine.
I can pay. So what you're telling me is I can pay for Skippy outfits for my 26-year-old girlfriend. I'm in.
Absolutely. You should be. she's got to be styling and profiling every time you look at her.
Absolutely. Hey, Eddie, we got to run. Tell him goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, at the World Series in Los Angeles, California, SoCal, this is the Continental Lover, in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina. Good night, everybody.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games, we'll give away a brand new game, we'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.